سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا. وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا. فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما. وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا. فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك، وما فعلته عن أمري، ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and those who are listening over the receivers, we are doing Surah Kahf for a few weeks now, and we reached the ayat number 79, 80, 81, 82 of Surah Kahf, which is the beginning verses of para 16 of the glorious Quran Sharif. Just to recap the incident in the past, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, somebody asked him, who is the most knowledgeable and most intelligent person amongst us? Being the Nabi of the time, he said, it's me. But Allah Ta'ala wanted an answer to say, Allah knows best. And this incident happened for us to teach, to learn a lesson that we must not be proud of our knowledge. There will be always somebody more knowledgeable to us. Allah Ta'ala made Nabi Musa alayhi salam travel with Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. And those incidents that occurred, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Did not tell you, if you travel with me, you won't be able to exercise patience, make sabr in what I'm doing. And we know the three famous incidents that took place. In these verses, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam is explaining to Nabi Musa alayhi salam why he did those things during the journey. The first thing was when they traveled in a ship or a boat, those people of the boat, they never gave him any money. They never charged them any fees or anything. Gave them a free ride. And Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam damaged one section of the boat. Nabi Musa alayhi salam told Hazrat Khizr, they are giving us a free ride and you are damaging the boat. What is the reason? In verse number 79, the answer is given. As for the boat, it belonged to a few poor persons who worked by the sea. Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, I wish to damage it because there was a king ahead of them who forcefully seized possession of every boat. There was an oppressive ruler on the way. And he had his men that any nice boat goes past, by force take it away from the people. Now, a lesson for us also, that oppressive rulers and enemies of Muslims and Iman is carrying on from the various Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu was salam. So even that time to protect themselves from that oppressive ruler, from taking away the ship, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam damaged one section to make it look old and damaged and not attractive for the people of the king to take it away. Ayat number 80, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, Allah informed him that a certain youngster, he's going to be disobedient to his parents, so he must take his life away. Verse number 80, as for the boy, both his parents were believers, were good Muslims, brought Iman on Allah and the Nabi of the time. So we feared that he would embroil them in rebellion and disbelief. This youngster, when he grows up, he may have incorrect beliefs about Allah, about Akhirat, that leads to kufr and shirk. And every parent loves the child. Sometimes out of the love of the children, the parent may just give in. And they could also lose the iman. Today we cannot do such things. If you see somebody doing something wrong, you try to kill him, or we're not allowed to do that. We can't take the law into our own hands. And if somebody committed a crime, the government police must be appointed to arrest the person, and whatever the government law requires, that's to be done. But we cannot do that. Then the next verse, فَأَرَدْنَا أَيُّبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. When that son was taken away from the parents, we intended that the Rabb replace for them children who are better than he in purity and affection. One is when we experience any difficulty, we said, Allahumma jirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayram min. Ya Allah, reward me difficulty, compensate me with something better. Here in the very next verse, Allah Ta'ala is saying that, Allah, take them away and give them other better, normal, pious children also. Then when they travel a town, they pass by a town where the people of the town never entertained them, the Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. And as they never entertained them, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam seen one wall falling, and Allah gave him the strength, he put the wall right. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam again asked Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, these people of the town, they never entertain us, they never give us comfort, and why are you being of service of putting that wall right? So in verse number 82 of Surah Kahf, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامِينِ يَتِيمِينِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the town. Beneath ease was the treasure, and the father was a pious person. So your Rabb intended that they come of age and excavate their treasure. This is the mercy of your Rabb. I did not carry out this action of my own accord, as Khizr alayhi salam is saying. This is the interpretation of the thing that you could not bear with patience. It was wahi or ilham, say a divine revelation to Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, that he carried out these acts. Now, the parents were pious and the children were orphans. The ulama have written also that today also, if you have iman, amal, taqwa in our life, Allah will also put barakah and blessing in our earnings, in our money, in our food. And even if you happen to pass away, Allah will take care of our children also. And if we leave some wealth also for the children, make dua that they must use the wealth correctly, properly. Don't use the wealth for something that is haram. So while living, we give them a good Islamic education, Islamic upbringing, and we train them up to use the wealth correctly, wisely. Don't use it for something haram. Don't use it on prostitutes, alcohol, drugs, lavish holidays. Don't think of the poor and needy. Go for Hajj, Umrah, go in the path of Allah for 3 days, 40 days, do good things with the money. So inshallah, you earn the halal way, the children will spend it also in the halal way and good way. May Allah grant us pious children and create ulama, huffaz, and pious personalities in our progenies to come till the day of Qiyamah. I have got Riyazul Salihin in front of me, and I'll recite one or two hadiths from there. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بادروا بالأعمال فستكون فتن كقطع الليل مظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten to do many, many good deeds before there comes a time when there will be trials and tribulations following one after another like a dark night. A person will be a believer in the morning and will become an unbeliever in the evening. Or he will be a believer in the evening and become an unbeliever in the morning. He will sell his religion for worldly effects or worldly benefits. Mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Kitab al-Iman, Hadith number 186. Now, to protect the things of the world, there are different methods are being used. For example, to protect our homes and businesses, we have good doors, burglar guards, steel gates, locks, key, alarm system, etc. To protect our vehicles, we have a vehicle alarm system, etc. We park it in a secure place. To protect our iman, we have to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after iman, the most important pillar to read our faraz salah on its prescribed time. May we read our Salatul Jama'ah, the reward is 27 times more. And for 40 days we read our Salatul Jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. After Faraz Salah we recite Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khuzuhu sinatu wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Daily recite Surah Yasin Sharif and other paras of the Quran. After Maghrib, after Isha, recites Alif Lam Mim Sajdah para 21, the Barak al-Lazi para 29. These two surahs, by reciting Allah protect us from the punishment of the grave. By reciting Surah Waqiyah, Paratun Allah give barakah and blessing in our earnings. And also take the tasbih and recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in abundance. Now we who live in non-Muslim countries, either in our workplace, or either while traveling, or while going to the shopping centers for necessities, we are exposed to non-Muslims. And sometimes they have some un-Islamic sayings, words of kufr and shirk. We respect Nabi Isa alayhi salam, but we can't say Jesus is God or Son of God. We can't use those type of words. Recite La ilallah Muhammad Rasulullah, recite Qul huwallahu ahad, make some zikr. We don't take enjoyment from the music that is played by non-Muslim shops or non-Muslim vehicle while we're traveling on the road. And the non-Muslims have the music loud. recite A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitanir Rajeem in our heart and make some zikr and don't take enjoyment. And also very important, we'll verify the literature that we read today. Today we have some deviated groups. They don't have respect for the ulama. They don't respect the four schools of fiqh. The fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah, Imam Malik, rahmatullah, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah. These were great pious personalities who simplified the correct teachings of Quran and Sunnah for us. So we must have love and respect for our ulama, the imams of the masjids. And whatever books are written on Islam verified with the imam of our masjid is correct, is good. And anybody says anything against the Sahaba, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu, like the Shias, if you show disrespect to the Sahaba, you'll be showing disrespect to the authentic hadith kitabs, hadiths that are mentioned in the famous hadith book, like Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, etc. Because these hadiths are related by the Sahaba, by the companion of Rasulullah. And the correct method of salah, fasting, hajj is being taught to us through these hadiths. May Allah guide us to practice on the little advices that are given. Just one more hadith I'll read. Time is very, very short. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal badiru bil a'mali sab'an hal tantaziruna illa faqran munsiyan o ghinan mudghiyan o maradan mufsidan o haraman mufnidan o mootan mujhizan awid dajjalu فَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَزَرُ أَوِ السَّاعَةُ فَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَى وَعَمَرْ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِيزِ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah narrated that Rasulullah said, hasten with good deeds before seven things overtakes you. While Allah has given us some health, wealth and time, use it to read our salah correctly. If you got the strength to come to the masjid, males, come to the masjid. You got the strength to recite Quran, Zikrullah, spend our time correctly. You got time to assist in good works, either joining the Jamaat Brothers for Gush, the ulama doing relief work among the poor, that is also good work. Different types of good work we can do with the sincerity of intention. Allah will reward us in the Akhirat. Khidmat se khuda milta hai, to assist the poor, needy, to assist the disabled people, handicapped people, to help somebody limping across the road, to remove an obstacle from the street. These are all good works that will help us in the Akhirat. Are you waiting for poverty that causes you to become forgetful? Some person end up in financial difficulty and he goes in a very heavy depression and he says things against Allah sometimes, something against Islam. But the solution to the problem is to come to the masjid and look for some alternate employment or business, etc. Or affluence that causes you to transgress. Sometimes people get a lot of money and they become proud. Or illness that will disable you. Or old age that causes you to be senile. Or death that becomes all of a sudden. Or dajjal. And what an evil creation of the unseen is waited upon. Or the final hour. When death comes, we won't be able to get a chance to do any more good actions. So let us spend our time correctly, properly. And may Allah grant us all a respectable death on Iman. A beautiful dua. Allahumma ajal khayra umri akhirahu. Wa khayra amali khawatimahu. Wa khayra ayyami yawm alqaq. Ya Allah, make the best part of my life, the end of my life, that I must be reading Quran, Salah, and my death comes in that condition. We aspire for death on a Friday while doing some good action that beloved to our beloved Rasulullah. وَخَيْرُ عَمَلِي خَوَاتِيمَهُ. The last good deed before leaving the world must be the good deed. وَخَيْرَ أَيَّامِ يَوْمَ فِي وَخَيْرَ أَيَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقَاقِ. The last day must be the best day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us all a respectable debt on Iman. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.